George Eliot, the poetry. Mary Ann Evans was born in 1819. Her father did not consider her a great beauty and thought her chances of marriage were slim. He therefore invested in her education, and by the time she was 16 she had boarded at several schools, acquiring that good education. With the death of her mother in 1835, she returned home to keep house for her father and siblings. By 1850, she had moved to London to work at the Westminster Review, where she published many articles and essays. The following year, Mary Ann, or Marion as she liked to be called, had met George Henry Lewes, and in 1854 they moved in together, a somewhat scandalous situation as he was already married, albeit with complications. Her view on literature had taken some time to coalesce, but with the publication of Parts of Scenes from a Clerical Life in 1858, she knew she wanted to be a novelist, and as her 1856 titled essay, Silly Novels by Lady Novelist, stated, not a silly woman's one at that. Under the pseudonym of George Eliot that we know so well, Adam Bede was published in 1859, followed by the other great novels of English literature, Mill on the Floss, Silas Marner, and Middlemarch. Success, of course, meant that her real name came out, but it seemed not to affect how the public devoured her novels. Here we look with a keen eye at her poetry. Although slim in number, she is able to take a situation, scene, or thought and bring us into its world with undeniable care. The poems are read for you by Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe. Mother and Poet by George Eliot. Dead. One of them shot by the sea in the east, and one of them shot in the...